Those of you who obey Allah and His Rasul and practice righteousness shall be granted double reward, and for them we have prepared a generous provision. O wives of the Prophet, you are not like the other women. If you fear Allah, then you should not be complacent while talking to men who are not closely related to you, lest the one in whose heart is a disease may thereby be encouraged. And speak using suitable good words. Stay in your homes, and do not display your finery as women used to do in the days of ignorance. Establish salah, pay zakat, and obey Allah and His Rasul. O women of the household of Rasul, Allah only intends to remove uncleanliness from you and to purify you completely. Remember the revelations of Allah and wise sayings which are recited in your homes. Surely Allah is aware of even the finest mysteries. Surely the Muslim men and the Muslim women, the believing men and the believing women, the devout men and the devout women, the truthful men and the truthful women, the patient men and the patient women, the humble men and the humble women, the charitable men and the charitable women, the fasting men and the fasting women, the men who guard their chastity and the women who guard their chastity, and the men who remember Allah much and the women who remember Allah much. For all those, Allah has prepared forgiveness and a great reward. It is not fitting for a believing man or a believing woman to have an option in their affairs when a matter has been decided by Allah and His Rasul. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Rasul has indeed strayed into a clearly wrong path. O Prophet, remember when you said to the one whom Allah as well as you had favored, keep your wife in wedlock and fear Allah. You sought to hide in your heart what Allah intended to reveal. You were afraid of the people, whereas it would have been more appropriate to fear Allah. So when Zayd divorced his wife, we gave her to you in marriage, so that there remains no hindrance for the believers to wed the wives of their adopted sons if they divorce them. And Allah's command had to be carried out. There can be no blame attached to the Prophet for doing what is sanctioned for him by Allah. Such has been the way of Allah with those who have gone before, and the decrees of Allah are preordained. Those who are charged with the mission of conveying the message of Allah are to fear Him. They are supposed to fear none but Allah, for Allah is sufficient to settle their account. Muhammad is not the father of any of your men. He is the Rasul of Allah and the seal of the Prophet. Allah has the knowledge of all things. O believers, remember Allah as frequent remembrance, and glorify Him morning and evening. It is He who sends His blessings on you, and so do His angels, that He may bring you out of darkness into light, for He is merciful to the believers. On the day of their meeting with Him, their greeting shall be salam, and He has prepared for them a generous reward. O Prophet, surely we have sent you as a witness, as a bearer of good news, and as a warner, and to call the people towards Allah by His leave, and a lamp spreading light. Give good news to the believers, that they shall have great blessings from Allah. Do not obey the unbelievers and the hypocrites. Disregard their annoyances, and put your trust in Allah, for Allah is sufficient as a disposer of affairs. O believers, if you marry believing women and divorce them before the marriage is consummated, you are not required to observe iddat, which you should count for them. So give them some present and relieve them gracefully. O Prophet, we have made lawful to you the wives to whom you have given their dowers, and those ladies whom your right hand possesses, whom Allah has assigned to you, and the daughters of your paternal uncles and aunts, and the daughters of your maternal uncles and aunts, who have migrated with you, and the believing woman who gave herself to the prophet if the prophet desires to marry her. This permission is only for you and not for the other believers. We know what restrictions we have imposed on the other believers concerning their wives and those whom their right hand possesses. We have granted you this privilege as an exception so that no blame may be attached to you. Allah is forgiving, merciful. You may put off any of your wives you please and take to your bed any of them you please. And there is no blame on you if you call back any of them you had temporarily set aside. This is most proper so that their eyes may be cooled and they may not grieve and that they will remain satisfied with what you give them. O believers, Allah knows all that is in your heart, for Allah is all-knowing, most forbearing. It shall be unlawful for you, O Muhammad, to marry more women after this or to change your present wives with other women, though their beauty may be pleasing to you. However, those ladies whom your right hand possesses are an exception. Allah takes cognizance of all things. O believers, do not enter the houses of the prophets without permission, nor stay waiting for meal time. But if you are invited to a meal, enter, and when you have eaten, disperse, and do not seek long conversation. Such behavior annoys the prophet. He feels shy in asking you to leave, but Allah does not feel shy in telling you the truth. If you have to ask his wives for anything, speak to them from behind a curtain. This is more chaste for your heart and for theirs. It is not proper for you to annoy the Rasul of Allah, nor ever to marry his wives after him. This would be a grievous offense in the sight of Allah. Whether you reveal anything or conceal it, surely Allah has full knowledge of all things. There is no blame on the ladies if they appear before their fathers, their sons, their brothers' sons, their sisters' sons, their familiar women, and those whom their right hands possess. O ladies, have fear of Allah, for Allah is a witness to all things. Indeed, Allah and his angels send blessings on the prophet. O believers, call for Allah's blessings on him and salute him with all respect. Surely those who annoy Allah and his Rasul are cursed by Allah in this world and in the hereafter. He has prepared for them a humiliating punishment. And those who annoy believing men and believing women for no fault of theirs shall bear the guilt of slander and an evident sin. O prophet, enjoin your wives, daughters, and the believing women that they should draw their outer garments over their persons. That is more proper, so that they may be recognized and not bothered. Allah is forgiving, merciful. If the hypocrites, those in whose hearts is malice, and the scandal mongers of Medina do not desist, we shall rouse you against them, and their days in the city as your neighbors will be numbered. They shall be cursed wherever they are found, and they will be seized and killed mercilessly. This has been the way of Allah regarding such people among those who lived before you, and you will never find any change in the way of Allah. People ask you about the hour of doom. Tell them, Allah alone has the knowledge of it. Who knows? It may be that the hour is near at hand. Surely Allah has laid a curse on the unbelievers and has prepared for them a blazing fire to live therein forever, and they shall find no protector or helper. That day when their faces will roll about in the fire, they will say, Woe to us! Would that we had obeyed Allah and obeyed the Rasul. They will further say, Our Rabb, we obey our chief and our great ones, and they misled us from the right way. Our Rabb, give them double punishment and lay on them a mighty curse. O believers, be not like those who slandered Musa, but Allah cleared him of what they said, for he was honorable in the sight of Allah. O believers, fear Allah and always say the right thing. He will bless your works and forgive your sins. For he that obeys Allah and his Rasul has indeed achieved the highest achievement. The fact is that we offered the trust to the heavens, to the earth, and to the mountains, but they refused to undertake it and were afraid. But man undertook it. He was indeed unjust and foolish. That Allah will punish the hypocrite men, the hypocrite women, the mushrik men, and the mushrik women, and that Allah will turn in mercy to the believing men and the believing women, for Allah is forgiving, merciful. Surah Saba, in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Praise be to Allah, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. To him be praise in the hereafter. He is the wise, the aware. He has the knowledge of all that goes into the earth and that which comes out of it, and all that comes down from heaven and that ascends to it. He is the merciful, the forgiving. The unbelievers say, the hour of doom will never come to us. Tell them, nay, by my Rabb, the knower of the unseen, it shall certainly come upon you. Nothing, even equal an atom in the heavens or the earth, is hidden from him, nor there is anything smaller or greater than that, but is recorded in the clear book. The hour is going to come, and the day of judgment shall be established to reward those who have believed and done good deeds. It is them for whom there is forgiveness and an honorable sustenance. As for those who strive to discredit our revelations, there will be a humiliating, painful punishment. Those to whom knowledge has been given can see that the revelations sent down to you from your Rabb are the truth, and it guides to the way of the Almighty, the Praiseworthy. The unbelievers say to the people, shall we point out to you a man who claims that when your body will disintegrate and crumble into dust, you shall be raised to life again? Has he forged a lie against Allah, or is he mad? Nay, in fact, those who do not believe in the hereafter are doomed, for they are in gross error. Do they not see the sky and the earth that surrounds them from the front and from behind? If we want, we can cave in the earth to swallow them up or let the fragments of the sky fall upon them. Surely there is a sign in this for every devotee that turns to Allah in repentance. We bestowed our blessings on Dawood and commanded, O mountains, join him in singing my rhymes. And a similar command was given to the birds. We made iron soft for him, saying, make coats of armor measuring out the length in mail, and O people of Dawood, do good deeds. Surely I am watching over all your actions. And we made the wind subservient to Suleiman, which made a month's journey in the morning and a month's journey in the evening. And we made a fountain of molten copper to flow for him, and subdued jinns for him who worked in front of him by the leave of his Rabb. And if any of them turned aside from our command, we made him taste the punishment of the blazing fire. They worked for him as he desired, making arches, images, basins as large as reservoirs, and built-in cooking cauldrons. We said, O family of Dawood, work gratefully. Only a few of my devotees are truly grateful. When we decreed Suleiman's death, he was leaning on his staff. The jinns did not know that he was dead until the termites ate away his staff and he fell down. Thus it became clear to the jinns that if they had known the unseen, they would not have continued in the humiliating punishment of their task. For the people of Saba, there was indeed a sign in their dwelling place, two gardens, one to the right and one to the left. It was said to them, eat of what your Rabb has given you, and render thanks to him. Pleasant is your land, and forgiving is your Rabb. But they gave no heed, So we let loose upon them the waters of the dam, and we converted their two gardens into gardens producing bitter fruit, tamarisks, and a few loaf bushes. Thus did we requite them for their disbelief, and never do we punish any but the ungrateful. Between them and the towns which we blessed, we placed other towns in prominent positions so that they could journey to and fro in measured stages. We said, travel through them by day and night in complete security. But they prayed, our Rabb, make our journeys longer. Thereby they wronged their own souls, and we made them merely a tale that is told and dispersed them in scattered fragments. Surely there is a sign in this for every patient, grateful person. In their case, Iblis's suspicions proved true, as they all followed him except a small group of the believers. Even though he had no authority over them, it all happened because we wanted to see who among them believed in the hereafter and who is in doubt concerning it. Your Rabb is watching over all things. O Prophet, say to the Mushrikeen, call on those deities whom you pray besides Allah. They do not have power over an atom's weight of anything in the heavens or the earth, nor have they any share in either, nor is any of them a helper to Allah. No intercession before Allah can avail anyone except for the one for whom he permits. Until when terror will be removed from their hearts, they shall ask the intercessors, what has your Rabb ordained? They will answer, the truth. He is the Most High, the Great. O Prophet, ask them, who provides your sustenance from the heavens and the earth? If they do not answer, then say, it is Allah. Certainly one of us, either we or you, are rightly guided or in manifest error. Further tell them, you shall not be questioned about our errors, nor shall we be questioned about your actions. Say, our Rabb will bring us all together, and he will rightly judge between us. He is the judge who knows everything. Say, show me those whom you have made associate gods with him. Nay, by no means can you do it. Allah alone is the Almighty, the Wise. O Prophet, we have sent you to the entire mankind to give them good news and forewarn them. But most of them do not know. They ask you, when will this promise of resurrection be fulfilled, if you are telling the truth? Tell them, for you the appointment of a day is fixed, which you can neither postpone for a moment nor bring it early. The disbelievers say, we shall never believe in this Quran nor in the scriptures which came before it. If you could only see when these wrongdoers will be made to stand before their Rabb, tossing accusing words on one another. Those who have been despised as weaklings will say to the arrogant, if it were not for you, we would certainly have been believers. The arrogant will say to those despised weaklings, did we block you off from guidance when it came to you? Nay, rather you yourselves were guilty. Those despised weaklings will say to the arrogant, no, it was you who plotted day and night, bidding us to disbelieve in Allah, to set up equals with him. They will feel ashamed once they see the punishment, and we shall put yokes on the necks of those disbelievers. Can there be any other reward except for what they did? Whenever we sent a warner to a town, its wealthy residents have said, we surely disbelieve in what you are sent with. They say, we have more wealth and children, which indicates that our gods are happy with us, so we shall never be punished. O Prophet, tell them, surely my Rabb gives abundantly to whom he wills and sparingly to whom he pleases, but most people do not understand this. It is neither your wealth nor your children which will bring you closer to us, even one jot, but those who believe and do good deeds. For them there is a double reward for their deeds, and in high mansions shall they live in peace. As for those who strive in opposing our revelations, they shall be brought for punishment. O Prophet, tell them, surely my Rabb gives abundantly to whom he pleases and sparingly to whom he wills. Whatever you spend in charity, he will pay you back. He is the best of those who provide sustenance. One day he will gather them all together and ask the angels, "Was it you that these people used to worship?" They will respond, "Glory be to you. Our tie is with you as a protector, not with them. But they used to worship the jinns, and it was them in whom most of these people believed." On that day, you will be helpless to profit or harm one another. To the wrongdoers we shall say, "Taste the punishment of the fire which you persistently denied." Today, when our clear revelations are recited to them, they say, "This man only wants to turn you away from those gods to whom your forefathers have been worshiping." Others say, "This Quran is nothing but an invented falsehood." While yet others who deny the truth when it comes to them say, "This is nothing but plain magic." In fact, neither had we given them books to study, nor had we sent them any warner before you. Those who have gone before them also denied, "These Arabs have not received one-tenth of what we had granted them. Yet, when they denied my Rasuls, see how terrible was my scourge." O prophets, say, "I would ask you one thing for Allah's sake. Think individually or consult one another and ponder whether your companion Muhammad is really mad. You yourself will come to the conclusion that he is nothing but a warner to you, to forewarn you of a severe punishment. Tell them, I do not ask you for any recompense, even though what I preach is all in your interest. My reward is only due from Allah, and he is a witness over everything. Say, in fact, my Rabb reveals to me the truth, and he is the knower of all hidden realities. Say, the truth has arrived, and falsehood neither originates nor restores anything. Say, if I am in error, the loss is surely mine, and if I am right, it is because of what my Rabb has revealed to me. Surely he hears all and is very close." If you could only see the disbelievers on the day of judgment, when they will be in a state of confusion. On that day, there will be no escape, and they will be seized from a nearby place. Then they will say, "We believe in it, but how could they attain the faith from such a far distant place?" They had disbelieved in it before, and they had sneered at the unseen when they were far away during their life on earth. A barrier will be placed between them and what they desire to have, as was done with the similar people before them, for they were indeed involved in a misleading suspicion. Surah Fatir. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Praise be to Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, who appoints the angels having 2, 3, and 4 pairs of wings as his messengers. He adds to his creation as he pleases, for Allah has power over all things. None can withhold the blessings which he bestows on people, and none can award besides him what he withholds. He is the mighty, the wise. O mankind, call to mind the favors of Allah on you. Is there any other creator than Allah who provides you from the heavens and the earth? There is no God but him. How then are you being deceived? O prophet, if they deny you, so are the Rasuls denied before you. All affairs shall ultimately be presented before Allah. O mankind, certainly the promise of Allah is true. Therefore, let not the life of this world deceive you, nor let the chief deceiver deceive you about Allah. Surely Shaitan is your enemy, so take him as an enemy. He is inviting his adherents towards his way so that they may become companions of the blazing fire. Those who disbelieve shall have a terrible punishment, and those who believe and do good deeds shall have forgiveness and a magnificent reward. Can that person be guided whose evil deeds are so fair-seeming to him that he considers them good? The fact is that Allah leaves to stray whom he wills and guides whom he pleases. Therefore, O Prophet, let not your soul expire in sorrow on their account. Allah is aware of all their actions. It is Allah who sends forth winds to raise up the clouds, then drives them to a dead land and therewith revive the earth after its death. Similar will be the resurrection of the dead. If anyone is seeking honor, let him know that all honor belongs to Allah alone. Good words ascend to him, and good deeds are exalted by him. As for those who plan evil deeds, they shall have severe punishment, and their plots will be brought to nothing. It is Allah who created you from dust, then from a sperm drop. And he made you pairs. No female conceives or delivers without his knowledge. No long-lived man grows old or has his life cut short, but is written in a book. Surely all this is easy for Allah. The two bodies of water, of which one is sweet and pleasant to drink, and the other is salty and bitter, are not alike. Yet from each kind of water you eat fresh meat and extract ornaments which you wear. And you see the ships plow their course through them to seek the bounty of Allah, that you may be grateful. He causes the night to pass into the day, and the day into the night, and he has made the sun and the moon to serve you. Each one follows its course for an appointed term. Such is Allah, your Rabb. His is the kingdom, and those to whom you pray beside him do not even own a thread of a date stone. If you pray to them, they cannot hear your prayers, and even if they could hear you, they could not answer you. On the day of resurrection, they will deny your associating them with Allah. O mankind, none can inform you about all this except the one who is all aware. O mankind, it is you who stands in need of Allah, and it is Allah who is free of all wants, worthy of all praise. If he wants, he can destroy you and replace you with a new creation, and this is not at all difficult for Allah. No bearer of a burden will bear another's burden, and if a heavy-laden person cries out for help, none will come forward to share the least of his burden, even though he be a close relative. O Prophet, you can only admonish those who fear their Rabb, though they cannot see him, and establish Salah. He that purifies himself does so for his own good. To Allah is the destination of all. The blind and the seeing are not alike, nor the darkness and the light, nor the shade and the heat, nor the living and the dead. Certainly Allah can make anyone hear if he so wills. But O Prophet, you cannot make those who are in the graves hear you. You are nothing but a warner. Certainly we have sent you with the truth, as a bearer of good news and as a warner, for there has not been a nation which has not had a warner. If they disbelieve you, know that their predecessors also disbelieved their Rasuls, who came to them with clear signs, scriptures, and the life-giving book. But in the end I seized the disbelievers, and behold, how terrible was my disapproval. Do you not see that Allah sends down rain from the sky, with which we bring forth fruits of various colors? Similarly, in the mountains, there are streaks of various shades, including white, red, jet black rocks. Likewise, men, beasts, and cattle have their different colors. In fact, only those among his servants who possess knowledge fear Allah. Surely Allah is almighty, all-forgiving. Surely those who recite the book of Allah, establish Salah, spend out of what we have given them secretly and openly, may hope for an imperishable gain, that he may pay them back their full reward and give them even more out of his grace. Surely he is forgiving and appreciative of his devotees. To you of the book is the truth, which confirms the previous scriptures. Surely, with respect to his servants, Allah is well aware and fully observant. We have given the book as an inheritance to those of our servants whom we have chosen. Among them there are some who wrong their own souls. Some follow a middle course, and some by Allah's lead excel in good deeds, which is the supreme virtue. They shall enter the gardens of Eden, where they shall be decked with bracelets of gold and pearls, and their dress therein will be silk. They will say, "Praise be to Allah, who has removed all sorrow from us. Our Rabb is indeed forgiving and appreciative of his devotees, who has admitted us to this eternal home out of his bounty, wherein we neither experience any toil nor sense of weariness. As for the disbelievers, there shall be the fire of hell. No term shall be determined for them so that they could die, nor shall its punishment be ever lightened for them. Thus shall we reward every disbeliever. Therein they shall cry for help, 'Our Rabb, get us out. From now on we shall do good deeds and shall not repeat the ones we used to do.' The response will be, 'Did we not give you lives long enough so that he who would could take warning? Besides, someone did come to warn you. Now, taste the fruits of your deeds. Here, there is no helper for the wrongdoers. Surely Allah knows the unseen of the heavens and the earth. He even knows the secrets of the breast. It is he who has made you vicegerent on the earth. Whoever disbelieves bears the burden of his disbelief, and for the disbelievers, their disbelief does not increase anything except the wrath of their Rabb, and the disbelievers do not gain anything except an increase in their loss. O Prophet, say, have you ever considered your associate gods to whom you call upon besides Allah? Show me anything that they have created in the earth. Or what is their share in the creation of the heavens? Or have we given them a book from which they derive a provision of shirk? Nay, in fact, the wrongdoers promise each other nothing but delusions. It is Allah who keeps the heavens and the earth from slipping out of their places. Should they ever slip, none can hold them back besides him. Certainly, he is most forbearing, oft forgiving. These very people used to swear on solemn oaths by Allah that if a warner ever came to them, they would be better guided than any other nation of the world. Yet, when a warner has come to them, they have increased in nothing but aversion, behaving arrogantly in the land and plotting evil, whereas the plotting of evil recoils none but the authors of it. Are they waiting for the end which overtook the former nations? If so, you shall find no change in the ways of Allah, nor will you find any alteration in Allah's way of dealing. Have they not traveled through the land and see what was the end of those who went before them, who were far superior in strength than these people? There is nothing in the heavens or in the earth which can frustrate Allah. Surely, he is all-knowing, all-powerful. If it was Allah's will to punish people for their misdeeds, he would have not left any living creature around them on the surface of the earth, but he is giving them respite for an appointed time. When their appointed time will come, they shall realize that in fact Allah has been watching his servants all along." Surah Yasin. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Yasin. I swear by the Quran, which is full of wisdom, that you are indeed one of the Rasuls who are sent on a straight way. The Quran is revealed by the Almighty, the Merciful, so that you may warn a people whose forefathers were not warned, hence they are unaware. In fact, the word has been proven true against most of them who are arrogant, so they do not believe. Since they have chosen to neglect our revelations, we have thus put yokes round their necks, right up to their chins, so their heads are raised up. And we have put a barrier in front of them and a barrier behind them, and then we have covered them over so they cannot see. It is the same for them whether you warn them or warn them not. They will not believe. You can only warn those who follow the reminder and fears the compassionate, though they cannot see him. To such people give good news of forgiveness and a generous reward. Surely we shall resurrect the dead. We are recording all that they are sending ahead and that they are leaving behind. We have recorded everything in an open ledger. Narrate to them the example of the people of a certain town to whom the Rasuls came. At first we sent them two Rasuls, but when they rejected both, we strengthened them with a third, and they all said, "Surely we have been sent to you as Rasuls." But the people replied, "You are but humans like us. The compassionate has revealed nothing. You are surely lying." They said, "Our Rabb knows that we have indeed been sent as Rasuls toward you, and our only duty is to convey his message plainly." The people replied, "We regard you as an evil omen for us. Desist, or we will either stone you or you will receive from us a painful punishment." They said, "Your evil omens lie within yourselves. Do you say this because you are being admonished? Indeed, you are a nation of transgressors." In the meantime, a man came running from the remote part of the city and said, "O my people, follow these Rasuls. Follow the ones who ask no reward of you and are rightly guided."